Achris Daf is Baba Basra Daf Chav Zayin, last Daf in the second parak of Lo Yachbor, and Bezeshib tomorrow, Erev Yontif, we start with Cheskas Abatim. Okay, so the Gemara has been talking on Chav Vav Mabez about, just make it rotate, I think, a little bit, it's not right on top of me, thank you. We're up to the two dots. We have just been talking about if there is a tree on a border, so whose tree is it really? Whose tree is it really? So we spoke about if you have a tree on a border going into somebody's pit and he's able to cut down the roots that go into the pit, whose roots are those? After they're cut, who gets the roots? So the Gemara brought in a case of Me'ila, a case of Me'ila where you have a tree in a backyard of Hektish that goes into the roots go into Hedyot, or vice versa. So the Gemara discussed, is that relevant to our sugya? And the Gemara said no, because maybe that whole machlokas in the Mishnah is about whether items that grow, gidulin, abar la'achar mikan, have kedusha at all, whether there's me'ila b'gidulin or not. So that's the Reb Chaim discusses in Hilchas Me'ila, Beis Pei, first piece in Hilchas Me'ila, the root chiyuv of me'ila. What exactly is the chiyuv me'ila? So this is discussed by many Akronim as well. And the big issue is, how much is Me'ila a bizayon hektish, so to speak, that it's a bizayon for you to take advantage of hektish like this, or is it at root an Isser Gezel? At root it's an Isser stealing from hektish. And Reb Chaim proves the latter from a number of places, one of them being what we discussed in Bava Metzia. We spoke about the fact that the workers, Psukim in the Sefer Dvarim, that a worker is allowed to partake of items of the owner as he's working. Right? If he's eating grapes, and if he's eating this, he could already eat some grapes. That's the understanding that is known by the agreement between the worker and the employer. The Torah, though, has to give, and the Gemara darshins this, has to give specific license and Psukim, through the Torah Darshan, I'll read it to you. The Paul Nazir Eino Ochel Geffen. The Lo Yalfin Al Mishri Isura Mehod Ochel Mishal Bailam. Right, there is the we know specifically that the owners have to give the workers from their items, but they're not allowed to violate other Isurim. Meaning, if it's Meiser Sheni fruit, the worker is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni fruit. If it's a Nazir, he's not allowed to work he's not allowed to take any of the grapes. Right? Only, what about Me'ila? What if it's Hektish? So special pasuk that says you're not allowed to take it even if it's Hektish. But the other items do not need a pasuk. So ask Reb Chaim, why does only Hektish need a pasuk and others don't? So says Reb Chaim, no, it's obvious the other Isurim. You can't violate Isurim because of this Heter. But Me'ila, Hektish, you might have thought is Mutter. Why? Because just like this whole idea is saying it's not Gezel. It's not stealing. You're allowed to eat from the owner. So you might have thought Me'ila too, because that rude Me'ila is an Isser of Gezel. That's what he discussed. Other rayas, the fact that a couple of Me'ilas could combine to make a Shema Pruta and others. But one of the rayas that the Akronim discussed is our Gemara just now. The fact that where the item is, whose it is, will affect Halachas of Me'ila, also sounds like it's an Isser of Gezel. You have to find out, A, Dini Mamadis, whose it is, and B, the application of that would be, is there an Isser of Me'ila or not? So the Gemara that we just did, so that it ends with that, where that we just did also points in that direction, that Me'ila is at root an Isser of Gaza. Okay, so we're up to the two dots. Amar Ula. Ula says, we do not paskin like Ula, but Ula says, if I put a tree next to my border, within 16 amos, right, yesterday's chiluk, 16 amos versus within and without 16 amos. So if I put a tree within a border of 16 amos, gazlan who? Then I'm a gazlan. I'm a gazlan. Why am I a gazlan? Because my tree is getting nourished by your field. And I'm taking the nutrients from your soil. So I am a gazlan. That's what Rashi says. Gazlan who? Sheyonek miste chavero. Because I am getting nourishment from your field. And Ula continues, ve'ein mivi and mimenu bikurim. That's Ula's statement. You're a gazlan, and therefore you cannot bring bikurim from the fruit from that tree. Why? Rashi says, ein sarich lahavi mimenu bikurim. There is no need. No need? Can you if you want? Either way, it's no need. Why? Because it's not kol me'artzecha. That's Shitas Rashi. right, is being yonek from someone else's field, and therefore it is gezel, it's not yours, and therefore it's not called me'ar tzacha. Not only does Rashi say you don't do the mikra bikurim, sometimes we have cases where you're maybe ve'ino kore, some shidus of a ger, right? Maybe because you can't say that the shonasata li, right, the lav osenu, but that's machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. But the Ula says you can't bring it because this is not called me'ar tzacha. Now we're going to figure out what is the source of Ula that the 16 amos around the tree, or a tree needs 16 amos around it in order to have nourishment, and if not, so then it's not called me'ar tzacha. But first of all, that's Shitas Rashi, that it's an issue of me'ar tzacha. But if you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos has a different shot. Tosfos says, quotes Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Gazlan, he quotes Rashi. Pirish doesn't quote Rashi, he just quotes a different shot. Pirish Rebbeinu Chananel, Mishum, what's the problem here? Mishum de'ein mevi'in gezel al gabi hamizbeach. Shenemar ani Hashem, soni gezel ba'ola. Quote the pasuk about mitzvah haba ba'veira. It does not say, Rebbeinu Chananel, that is not me'ar tzacha. It might be me'ar tzacha. It's not me'ar tzacha, it's in your field. Fine, it's being yonek, it's not the best thing you're doing. But you're still being yonek from your friend's item. That doesn't violate me'ar tzacha, but it's mitzvah ba'avera. Right? It's like the source in lieu of ha'gazel is by karbanos. Karbanos, you can't bring a carbon gazel on the mizbeach. And therefore, says Tosfos, this is a mitzvah ba'avera. There are some rishonim, not for now, but there are some rishonim that limit mitzvah ba'avera to certain mitzvos. The Ritva in lieu of Agazel quotes, maybe because if you find it in Shas, you only find it by specific mitzvos. Mitzvos which he calls as shel ritzui. Mitzvos which we use to get close to Hashem, like a karban, like lulav. Right? Lulav, because we use that to shake during tefillah. We're also trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So only mitzvos of ritzui. Right? So this is this here is talking about bikurim, which is also brought to the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe this also might be considered a mitzvah shel ritzui, if you want to say going according to that opinion. Tosfos also, the Ritva there, also uses this to answer Tosfos' question in Sukkah Dachtes. Right, Shloshim Yom Avnei Chag, we're still talking about this. So it says, the Gemara in Sukkah Dachtes Amun Aleph, the Gemara has a pasuk to teach me that you can't sit in a stolen sukkah. It's a pasuk. Right? The pasuk says, Va'asu lahem yishalahem, right, excluding a sukkah gzula. That's Tosfos. That's the Gemara. Tosfos is there on Daftes in Sukkah. Tema, typically, Mishub, the Havili, Mitzvah Baba Vera. Why don't you just say Mitzvah Baba Vera? What do you need a pasuk for to tell me you can't sit in a stolen Sukkah? How do you steal a Sukkah? Right? Isn't it Mechubar? Okay, you pick it up. You do something. Whatever the case is, the Gemara discusses. So why don't you just say Mitzvah Baba Vera? What do you have to say a pasuk for? So that's where Tosfos has his Chiddush. Maybe Mitzvah Baba Vera is only a psul midirabanan. Maybe he's only possible to rabbanan. The rice is okay. The whole concept of mitzvah b'aveira, according to this day in Tosfos, other Tosfos don't say it. But this day in Tosfos is only to rabbanan. That is number one. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says no. I have a better answer. It's the raisa. But this is not a mitzvah shabbal ratzos. It doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. Specific mitzvahs. You're trying to get close to Hashem with a mitzvah shabbal b'aveira. That's inappropriate. So it applies to karban. It applies to lulav. It does not apply to sukkah. That is Tosfos and the Ritva there. There's one other answer given to that Tosfos, and that's the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Chaf Hei. Also, again, Tosfos' question: Why does the Gemara need a pasuk to tell me that a stolen sukkah is possible? Why don't you just say Mitzvah Bavavera? Tosfos says Drabanan. The Ritva says only Mitzvah Shal Ritzui, which you'd have to say Bikurim is a Mitzvah Shal Ritzui, according if you want to put this Tosfos along with that Tosfos. And then you have the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Chaf Hei. Says the Minchas Chinuch, there are three levels of doing or not doing mitzvahs. There's a level of doing a mitzvah. There's a level of not fulfilling a mitzvah, but not doing anything negative, positively, right? Not doing anything, not positively negating a mitzvah, right? That's the second level. And number three is doing what we would call an Isser Aseh. You're doing something wrong. You're not just losing an opportunity to do a mitzvah, but you're actually doing something wrong. So those are three levels. So for example, right, doing any mitzvah is category one. Not wearing a beged of dalal konfus with sitzes on it is number two. I'm not taking advantage of the mitzvah. Wearing a beged of dalal konfus but not putting sitzes on it, that's a problem. Right? That's a problem because you're in the situation of a mitzvah and you're quote-unquote violating. Says the Minchas Chinuch. When we say mitzvah ba'avera, you're not yotze. What does that mean? Right? I'm sitting in the sukkah. I'm sitting in a stolen sukkah. So, I'm for sure not mekayim level one. I'm a kayim level one. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested in giving me a mitzvah. And I'm a kayim level one. What is mitzvah? That's what mitzvah Baba Veira says. Mitzvah Baba Veira knocks out the mitzvah. You're not going to get the schar for the mitzvah. But, says the Menachas Chinuch, does mitzvah Baba Veira do anything more than that? No. You're still being behind the mitzvah. Comes along the pasuk of sukkah gzula. You know I need the pasuk? Because the pasuk comes and tells me this isn't even a sukkah. It's as if you're sitting outside a sukkah and eating outside a sukkah. That's why you need the pasuk. Because mitzvah baba veira does not go that far. The mitzvah haklad the mitzvah baba veira. The mitzvah havi mitzvah rak ba'a al yidei aveira. Imkin havi sukkah, sukkah havi sukkah, rak shalol ratzon yichashev. Amikal makom eno yoshev chutz l'sukkah, ve'enu mevatel ha-mitzvah. Avol masha ha-Torah pasla. Once the Torah comes along and says, it's pasul, imkin memela eno mitzvah klal, va'over masha yashav chutz l'sukkah. You're sitting in a physical sukkah. It's as if you're sitting outside the sukkah. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Hafochba vafochba tekulaba ki advar mani es daiti kainim vaamitiyum ve'arachti o bezerf derach pilpo ve'kamakomo. That is the Menachas Chinuch. I just read four lines of it, but it's a whole column piece here in Shin Chafei. A third answer to Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Tes. Either way, that's mitzvah baba veira that comes up a little bit here in the Tosfos. Here in the Tosfos. So again, back to our Gemara. Why does Ula say that you can't bring Bikurim from this tree that's planted within 16 amas of your friend's field? Rashi says because it's your gazlan and it's not called Me'artzacha. Tosfos says no, you're a gazlan and it's a mitzvah baba veira. And therefore, just by the way, as Tosfos, that's how you know that we don't paskin like Ula. Because we paskin like Rav Yossi later on. What does Rav Yossi say? Zenoteh patok shalom, zenoteh patok shalom. I'm not a Goslin. So if at root the problem is mitzvah baba aveira, if I'm not doing an aveira, I'm not going to pass like Ula. Right? According to Rashi, you might say, I don't know, is it still me'artzacha? Even if you're allowed to do it, is that called me'artzacha? But according to Tosfos, it's clear. Tosfos says v'les lo ne'ula. Right? That's what Tosfos says in the continuation. Okay. Vayter. So Ula has this statement: you're a Goslin, you can't bring Bikurim from this tree. Where does Ula know this from? We know le'ula Ula ha. Where does Ula know this from? A couple of tries of what his source is. Ilema miditznan. Does he know it from the following Mishnah and Maseches Shvius? Eser netiyas hamafuzaras betoch beisah. So background. We know the first couple of Mishnayos and Shvius talk about the concept of Tosefes Shvius. Not only is there Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif, there's also Tosefes Shvius. We have to add on to Shvius. We have to stop working earlier in Erev Shvius by certain types of trees, by certain types of fields, and the Mishnayos, the first few Mishnayos discuss which types of fields have to be stopped at different times. But we have a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Rashi quotes it here, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that if a field needs, or a tree needs watering or something to grow with, it needs it, it's going to die without it, it needs it to grow, basic needs, so that you're allowed to do all the way until Erev Rosh Hashanah. That is no Tosefes on. That's what Rashi here says. So says the right. See the last few skinny lines in Rashi. Halacha Moshe Mutar Lacharsho Erev Shvius Ad Rosh Hashanah Shalacha Moshe Misinaihu. Halacha Moshe Misinai that Tosefes Shvius does not apply to those types of situations. So the Mishnah says Eser Netios Hamufuzaros B'toch Beis Sa'ah. If you have 10 little saplings in an area of a Beis Sa'ah scattered around, Chorshin Kol Beis Sa'ah B'Shvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to plow not only just around those little saplings, you're allowed to apply the entire Beis Sa'ah, because we assume the entire Beis Sa'ah is needed for these trees. Right? This is part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, all the way until Rosh Hashanah, meaning no Tosefes. So let's do the math. 10 Netios to a Beis Sa'ah. Kamahabi Luhu, how much is a Beis Sa'ah? Shrei Alfin V'Chamesh Me'ah Garmidi, 2,500 Amos. 2,500 Amos altogether. So you divide that by 10 little saplings. V'kol chad v'chad, kama matilei. How many amos for each one? Masan v'chamshin, 250. 250 amos for each one. So, halohave de ula. Right? So that is not like ula. Because what does ula say? Ula says that 16 amos for each tree, and Rashi does the math, 16 amos is 1,024 square amos. So 1,024 square amos is for each tree. And here it says you get 250. Ula is a lot more, right? So how does this can't be the source of Ula that for 16 amos per tree? So let's try again. The Ela Amidatan, a different Mishnah in Shvius. Shlosha Ilanu Shel Shlosha Bnei Adam. What if you have three trees that belong to three different people? Is that good enough for some of these halachas. So the Gemara says, yeah, the Mishnah says, Harelu mitstarfin. Yes, they are mitstarif, and also the Charshan kol pesa b'shvilan. You also, if you have three trees all together, they are all, and they're spread out in the base of, so they're still mitzarif. You look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, mitzarifin leo ste'ilon, they're mitzarif to be able to be called a ste'ilon. There are different halachas for a field of tvua and a field of ilanos, or what we call a grain field and a tree field, an orchard. So mitzarifin leo ste'ilon, so if you have three trees belonging to different people, it's mitzarif to be called one field of ilanos, v'lachrosh kol beisa b'shvilan erashriyas adatzeres, and you could therefore plow it all the way until Shavuos, like a Ste'ilon. Because if not, if it was not a Ste'ilon, if it was just a field of grain with a couple of trees in it, you'd have to stop by Pesach before. Not go all the way until Shavuos. Okay, so if you have three trees owned by different people, they are mitzarif to each other, and you're allowed to plow the whole base of Bishvilon. So now we have Kama Havilahu. So how much? Let's do the math again. So how much is altogether? Shrei Alfiv Hei Mea Garmidi. Again, 2,500 square amos. Well, Kol Chad Kama Mati. So if you divide that by three, only three trees in here. Kama Hab, Kama Mati Lei. Timni Mea, Vitlasin, Vitlasa, Vitilta. You have Timni Mea, 800, Vitlasin and 30, Vitilta and 3, Tilta and a third. 833 and a third. Right? That's how much you have. So still a katinaf nefisha le de ula. Still not enough. Still not enough to get Ula's measurement. Right? So, okay. So we're not sure. So the Gemara said, lo duck. Okay. It's not so exact. You're off by a couple hundred. Right? Not so exact. Ula wasn't so exact. So the Gemara said, 1 minute. Eimer de amrinan lo duck lechumra. Lekula lo duck mi amrinan. You could say you're not exact and medaktek lechumra. Okay? So do a little extra chumra. But lekula, are you allowed to say lo duck? By lekula, meaning Ula is telling you not to bring bikurim. Right? You don't bring bikurim. So if the real number is 833 and Ula is saying 1,024, so Ula, there's more than 100 there that Ula is saying, don't worry about it, don't bring bikurim. So you don't say lo duck lekula. You only say lo duck lechumra. So the Gemara answer is no, we're missing. Misavris beribua karminan? Do you think when Ula said 16, did he mean a square? Meaning 16 in every direction, and even if you have a radius of 16, the corners, if you do it a square, then the little corners would be more than 16 amos away. You think that's included? So no, bi'igula ka'amrinan. No, it's we're talking about a circle, an exact circle with a radius of 16 amos around each tree. So if you do that, so michti, let's see. Kama mruba, so if you had 16 by 16 a square, that's 1,024 of ula. But let's say you take off the corners. So mifti, kama meruba yosar ala igol revia. So how much is a square that surrounds a circle? How much is it more? A quarter. So we discussed this back in Erevin. It's exactly pi. It's a little off. Okay, not for now. So how much is, if you have a square that goes around a circle, how much more area is it? A quarter more. So if you have 1,024, what's a quarter of 1,024? Pashulahu, and a quarter is, divided by four, is 256. And if you take that away from 1,024, remember 1,024 is the square area, and then if you take away a quarter of it, which is 256, what do you end with? Pashulahu, Zayin Mea, Vishisin Vitimna. You end up with 768. So that is what Ula meant. That's the square area. So Akadi Pashle, Pal Gada Amsa. What do you mean? If you now, if you have six, if you do 768 and you do six, you try to get that into what each tree would have, that would leave you with 16 and a half. Not exactly 16. So Akati Pashle Palgadam, so you still have a half left, right? To get to 833, right, and a third, which is what the Mishnah said. I'm sorry, that in the Mishnah, to get to 833 and a third, each tree will have to have 16 and a half almost. So lo duck. So that hainu de lo duck, ulukhurma lo duck. That's Ula. That's why Ula is a little bit off. It's off by half an amma per tree, but that's lo duck, meaning Ula said 16. Beyond this, beyond 16, you'd have to bring the bikurim. Right? So that's at half an amma where he is more machmir. And therefore, he doesn't want to be so medaktik. And he says lo duck there. Tosfos asks, is this really lechumra lo duck? Tosfos says, by Ula saying that in that extra half an amma, bring bikurim, be machmir. But there's also a kula also. There's a kula that if you have to bring bikurim, you're patur from chumas and maisers from that area. It says Tosfos in Dibra Maschel, lechumra, v'yim tomar, v'anami kula hu, Hadamaisi Bikurim. The Mathgilahub Shumu Meiser. Right? It's a kula. Kidamrinaba Mokhar Sasvina. So isn't Ula being Mako also? So Vyesh Lomar, no. Says Tosfos, Ula is only saying something about within 16 amos. He's not saying anything about outside of 16 amos. Within 16 amos, says Ula, no Bikurim. Outside, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Ula lo ma'iri el b'mateino maybe b'toch yudvav. Aval chus lo yudvav, pa'amim maybe upa'anim she'eno maybe. So Tosfos, don't be medayik about anything about outside of 16 amos. He's not saying this is the border, but he's just saying within, you don't pray. The Ritva also discusses, you know, you're just going to say, bring Bikurim, there's no downside. That also could be an issue of Kulin Bazara. Isn't that also a possible Kula? That we're allowing you to bring the Bikurim in a place where maybe you wouldn't be able to, and there's Kulin Bazara. So that this relates to an issue which we have touched on in the past, and that is a discussion that's brought up by the Mishnah Lamelech. If you look in Hilchos Shchita, in the second Perek, the Rambam there discusses the Isser of bringing Kulin Bazara and Shechting Kulin Bazara. So says the Rambam, V'lo behema v'chaya bilvad, not only does the Isser of Kulin Bazara apply to animals, if you bring an animal into the Azara inappropriately, ela kol ha-chulin, asur lachnisan ba'azara. Any chulin, you can't bring it to the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas. Even shechted meat, fruit, or bread. Im avar v'hechnisan mutarin ba'achilo kishahayu. If you brought them in, there's so much to eat, but you're not allowed to do it. V'dvaram elu kulan divrei kabbalahein. Fine. The question is, chulin ba'azara, what happens if I bring a chair into the azara? Is that an issue of chulin ba'azara? What happens if I bring a toy? I bring anything. So what's the issue of chulin ba'azara? The Rambam says, not only animals, but even these things. Even basar shchuta, even peiros v'pas. So the Mishnah Lamelech discusses here in a long, one of these classic Mishnah Lamelechs, he quotes a machlokas rishonim. Does chulin ba'azara only apply to items that could have been brought as a carbon ba'azara, or does it apply to anything? Is the root of chulin ba'azara the lost potential? You should have done, you know, you should have brought this as a carbon. So, different discussion in the Rishonim. So what about the Rambam? What is the Rambam shita? Somewhat unclear. Suggests as the Mishnah Malach, maybe the Rambam holds like the first group. Only items that you could have brought. Because look at the specific examples he brings. Basar shchuta, meat. Peros, you could have brought it as bikurim, and pas, like carbon mincha. Right? So maybe the Rambam also is limited to items which you could have brought as a carbon, some type of carbon bazar. So it's not 100% clear in the Rambam. That's the Mishnah Malach that discusses that there. Good. So let's go back to our Gemara. So we found a makar for Ula. It's a little bit off, but we try to say it's L'chumra, and therefore you can be a little bit off. So now we're trying to ask some kashas on Ula. Remember, Ula said, within 16 amos, that is belonging to the tree. And therefore, if you put it on the border and it's in your friend's field, you're a goslin. You're a goslin. Tashma, hakone ilan v'karko, maybe v'kore. If somebody buys a tree and some land with the tree, he brings bikurim from it, and he could read. He could do the mikra bikurim. So my lav kolshu, isn't talking about a case where you buy a tree and only a tiny amount of land where the tree is, not the whole 16 amos around it, and it says maybe v'kore, kasha nula, lo, yudvav amam. No, easy. You bought the tree with the land around it, with 16 amos around it. Okay, no right. Tashma, another try. Kana shnei ilanus b'toch shal chaveiro. If I buy two trees in my friend's property, maybe ve'eno kore. I don't bring, because that's not kol me'artzacha. But ha shlosha, or medayik, if I buy three trees in my friend's field, so then maybe v'kore, then I am a v'kore. Why is three better than two? My love calls you. Is this also talking about a case where you didn't buy so much land around it, and yet you can still be kore, kasha anula, lo, hachanam yudvav amma. No, it's talking about a case where you bought 16 amos around each of the trees. He asks Tosfos, second line of Tosfos, lo, v'yim tamar 1 minute. 1 minute. If I buy a tree, even if I don't buy land, don't we have a major sugi in Shas, machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, called kinyan peros kakinyan aguf, or lav kakinyan aguf dummy? And Reish Lakish holds that kinyan peros, I think it's Reish Lakish, I forgot which way it goes, is kakinyan aguf. I'm not sure, he tells you this was the manda amar, Right? So why don't we say that according to the Mandamar of Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, that if I only have a Kinyan Peiros in an item, it's as if I have a Kinyan Aguf in that item, why don't I say it's enough for Bikurim? Why don't I say that all these sources are the Mandamar, Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf? So Tosafot says you don't want to limit it. You don't want to limit it to that Mandamar. So is there any other way out that according to the Mandamar, Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf, you'd still be a problem with these, you wouldn't be Kore? So Tosafot here has two answers. Yesh Lomar, Deshaini Hasam, Shahakarka Konui Lo Adzman Kavua. There is different. Buy a Kinyan Peiros, it means it's mine for a certain amount of time, but it's totally mine for a certain amount of time. But here, Emisyabesh Miyad Ha'ilan, Miyad, Emisyabesh Miyad Ha'ilan, Ha'ilan, Ein Lo Bakarka Klum. But here, if the tree dries up, I have nothing. So Kinyan Peiros usually just means a temporary Kinyan, but here I only own the tree. On the tree, and therefore, if the fruit dry up, that's nothing. Inami, hasam karka kunui lo l'chol davar. Or, at least generally by Kinyan Peiros, you're allowed to do other things in the area. You're allowed to spread out your fruit, you're allowed to plant things there. But here, you could do nothing besides this, and therefore, it's not called a Kinyan Peiros. I mean, basically, what is Tosa's answer to the question? In our case, it's not called a Kinyan Peiros. But theoretically, Kinyan Peiros would be enough for Kinyan Aguf. Says the stipler, no. Different answer. Says the stipler, Simon Yud Zayin, the last stipler in the first parak, in the second parak. Says the stipler, you know what the answer is? Kinyan Peiros, Kinyan Aguf. Even if it's real Kinyan Aguf, it's not enough for Bikurim. Shiny Bikurim. Bikurim needs more than a Kinyan Peiros. Achanami hacha, the nehisha machmas Kinyan Peiros shala yenika, nechshav sheish la lokeh Kinyan Aguf bakarka. Bikamako, misa Kinyan Peiros desharmi, lishnisha lamocher. The mocher also has aspects of it, and therefore, it's not called me'artzacha. Dinyan Bikurim. That's how you can answer Tosa's question. Don't ask me any kashas. It's dafka by Bikurim. Other answers given, but we'll go on. Says the Gemara. Tashma, second to last line. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Karka kolshu chayva peya. Any tiny amount of karka is chayva peya. You got to leave the corner. Ube Bikurim and in Bikurim. The coast of Allah Prisbal. We'll get back to that. And you write a Prisbal on a piece of karka, right? Because the halacha is, you only write a prisbal if the lova has some lands. If the lova has some land, then you can write a prisbal on it. Why? Because a prisbal is going to be collectible. So the difference as far as how a prisbal works. Prisbal, which allows a loan to be collected, even though it passes through Shemitah. So one of the svaras given is that if the lova has a piece of land, it's as if it's collected already, right? Because of the shibu that the malva has. So, if it's already collected, that's why it's not an iser of lo yigos. Kosar la prisbal, so you can write a prisbal on any tiny amount of land that the lova has. V'nikdin iman achazen she'em l'machrayis, and kinyan agav works with any tiny amount of land. If I'm being makna to you a piece of land and a cup, so then any tiny amount of land would work with kinyan, would a kinyan agav works. So what do you see from there? You see that bikurim is even karka kolshehu. Bikurim's on the list. Right? Again, another kashan ula. No. We're not talking about trees here. We're talking about wheat. We're talking about a wheat field. And that's why any amount is chayv and bikurim, right? Because all shivas aminim are chayv and bikurim, right? Chita is the first one. Dekanami, dektani kolshu. So right, it says kolshu. You can't put a tree on a kolshu piece of land, right? Therefore, it must be talking about chitim. A couple of wheat stalks can be on a piece of land. Again, there's a lot of lundas we've spoken about in the past. How kinyan agav works. Right? Is it the kinyan of the karka works for the kinyan of the metatalin, or it's just the chalos kinyan works? You don't need a kinyan there. It's a big lundis, which we don't have time for right now. Prisbal also, we've spoken about the Rambam Shita, that there's a mitzvah saseh to collect loans from a guy after Shemitah. Lanachri tigos. Mitzvah saseh, and the Ramban argues, that's not a mitzvah saseh, it's just an allowance. The Rambam has a mitzvah saseh. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, not here, but the Sefer HaChinuch writes by lending a Nachri Beribis. The same idea that I heard from Rav Rosenzweig about this Nachri Tikos. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, the whole idea of lending Beribis, natural behavior is lending Beribis. Not lending Beribis is a higher level, a higher standard for your family. So if you give everybody the higher standard, then you're undermining the special relationship that you have with your family. So there's nothing wrong with, that's why you have to lend a non-Jew Beribis. Why? Because that's normal behavior. And therefore, it's special what you do to your family. So the same thing Rav Rosenzweig said about us on Akritiko. Same thing. With collecting loans. What if I lend you money? I shouldn't collect it. Of course I should collect it. That's regular monetary practice.
If you lend to a guy without
ribbis, so that's the point. If you lend to a guy without ribbis, you're being mevatel, let us say. It's a bitul asay. If you don't lend the guy at all, then you're not being mevatel. That's how the Achronim put together the sheet of the Rambam that it's a mitzvah to lend a guy with ribbis, and the Gemara is that we had a bar mitzvah that you shouldn't lend with ribbis even to a guy. It's a mitzvah. You shouldn't do it because you might have to lend to a Jew. What's the difference? The answer is the Gemara is telling you shouldn't even lend at all. Once you lend, then you got to do it with ribbis. Okay, Tashma, Baitim. Says the Gemara, Elon makes us a bar, makes us a b'chutz la'aretz. If you have a tree that's on the border of Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz, tevel v'chulin mu'ravin zebazeh divrei Rebbe. So in that tree, in the fruit of that tree, it's tevel and chulin because it's yonik from both Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, hagadol b'chi yevchi v'hagadol b'pater pater. No, you go by where it grew. Wherever it grew, whatever side it was on, that's the status that it has. Ad kamo pligiela, the mal machlokas between these parties. This tanoam is el demar saver yesh breira, umar saver ein breira. Right is whether we say breira, whether we know which side they were yonik from. Says the Chazon Ish, this isn't regular breira. Regular breira means something right now is not clear. It's cleared up later, and once it's cleared up, do I put that later clarity into the past? That's regular breira. Here, nothing's suffix that's later cleared up. So it's using Breira as a dimion. It doesn't really mean Breira. So this is machlokas about whether you see things as separate or together. But if it actually grew in a state of turf, it actually grew on one side, then everyone would agree pater. It doesn't Ula say you go by the roots. Ula says you go by the roots, whereas yonik, not dafka where it grew. So hachmaeskina demasik sunma. No, we're talking about a case where there's a rock on the border. There's bedrock underneath. So that's why you go by where it is. So, Ihachi, my time as a Rebbe, if there's a rock underneath, how does Rebbe say that there's a mix? The Hadri Arbi, no, because above the ground, it gets mixed up again. In the tree, in the trunk. What's the machlokas about? Marsavar Avir Mevalbel. One says that above the ground, the Avir mixes everything together. Umarsavar Hailuchu Dekoi, Vahailuchu Dekoi. Again, the Chazon Ish in that same piece in the Likutim Rav Asra says, this is not, as you would think, a machlokas in Mitzias. Says the Chazon Ish, this is not that. V'adam Rebbe Avir Mevalbel. Depligi betiv, Einar Rosh Hashanah depligi betivas hadavar, Ela bedin. Everybody agrees the Pulas Yenika, there's a certain level underneath and a certain level above, and the machlokas is what is significant. Period. V'sheish Ezri Amah V'su Lo, only 16 Amas, Ula says, no more. V'hatzna, but didn't we learn, Machikim V'si Ilimina Bar Chafi Amah. We learned in a Mishnah, 25 Amas from a bar. Amar Abaya, Mezel, Tuva Azli, the roots go even farther. That's why you got a distance from the bar. Achushi lo machshi el asheh esri ama, but only affects the ground and takes the nutrients 16 amos tve lo machshi, but not more. Yazar of dimi amar ba aminei reish lakish where biyochanan ilan aslamach lameser tov pitoch yud vavama mahu the esri shlakish. Reish lakish asked from Rabbi Yochanan his Rebbe if a tree that's next to the border, what's the din? Amar legazlan uveid mevidim and bikurim. He said like ula. He has a Rabban Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabban quoted Rabbi Yochanan, Echad ilan asamach lameitzar, v'echad ilan hanote, whether it's a tree that's next to the border or leaning, mevi v'kore. You do bring, and you do our kore. Shamanas kein hinchul Yeshua l'Yisrael as'aretz. Because Yeshua ben Nun made the tznai to be machal the aretz in this way. What's the tznai? Rashi says that people won't be machal on each other, and Tosas and the Ritva both say that it will be nechshav me'artzacha. And Lamaisa, right, we don't pass on like Ula, because we pass on that it's mutter to do this. Mishnah, Ilan Shu Note, Losa the Chaveiro, if a tree that's leaning over to my friend's field, Kotzeis below Mardeya, Gabe Machresha, the neighbor is allowed to cut the tree as much as he needs to use for his plow to go through. If he's going to get knocked in by the tree, he could cut down the branches. Ubecharov, Ubeshikama, and for the carob trees in Sycamore, can I get a Mishkolos? No. You're allowed to cut all the way. Mishkolos means you like hang a weight over the border, exactly where the line is, and you cut straight there. Meaning, across the border, you're allowed to cut straight. Beis Hashlachin, in an irrigated field, which needs more sun, and your tree is shading, also, kol ilan kenegan mishkolos. Then any tree could be cut on the borderline. Abishal omer, kol ilan srak kenegan mishkolos. Any ilan srak, a tree without fruit, you could cut kenegan mishkolos. So the Gemara says, Ibai lahu, what's Abishal going on? Abishal ha-resha koyo ha-seifa koy. What's Abishal going on? It's going on the resha that says only specific trees, and he said, the resha says only harb and shikama kenegan mishkolos, and Abishal says all ilan srak kenegan mishkolos, or is it going on the seifa? By Beis HaShlachin, all trees, and he limits it to only ilan srak. So Abishal ha-resha koyo ha-seifa koy. So Tashma, the tiny Beis HaShlachin Abishal omer kol ilan kenegan mishkolos, but Beis HaTzel ra'al Beis HaShlachin, shvamina ha-resha koyo shvamina. So you know he's going on the resha. Amar of Ashi, masis nami deka. Even there's a word in the Mishnah that tips you off. Diktani kol ilan srak. It says all ilan srak. So mashma that he's being more inclusive. Iamar Bishlamar Resha Koi Hanadutani call Elon, he's including more than the Tanakama. Ella Iamar Dasefakoi, Elon Srak mi boile. Not call Elon Srak, if he's excluding. Ella Lav Shramina, Resha Koi Shramina. Period. Let's just do the Mishnah. Elon Shudotel, which is a rabbin, if a tree leads over to the street. Kotesh Kadeshihe Gamalo Veverochlo. You can cut it, the people in which is a rabbin can cut it down, enough room for the camel to go by and its rider. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gamal Noton Pishton Ochaviles Muros. Enough for a camel going with bundles. Is that higher or lower? Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kali, look at that. Rabbi Shimon says, no, on the border, because you want to prevent Tumas Ohel, and if I cut it straight down. Matara de Binizak and the Basar Umdana, Dahashtaz Linan. Who says that by Nezek you could go only based on right now? The tree's going to grow back again, but you only could go by right now is you could cut it what you need, so that the rider could go by, etc. Amrei Shlakas Machloka Shnuya, Rabbi Elazar, Yitz, Rabbi Elazar Shita, that's none. Ain't Ozen Chal Atachlam Shazarabim, but you're not allowed to, Baruch Shechanam Aros, you're not allowed to dig a huge cave under the street. Because right now, because even though right now it's not affecting it, but it could affect it, it could weaken the street, could weaken the street over time. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, so you're not allowed to do that, because you have to take into account the future. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Bechlechitei Agolam Aleches V'tun Avadim. As long as a big heavy wagon could go over right now, it's okay. Don't worry about the future. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Deim Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, our Mishnah could even be according to the Rabbanan, who do worry about the future. Hasam, over there you worry about the future, Zimnin Demifchas Valadaitei, because you're not going to notice it as it weakens. The thing, it might collapse. But here you'll see it as it grows, and you'll be able to keep cutting it down. So let's just try to do it. Review the Amar Gamal Tal and Pishon Chavilis Murosi by Luhu. Shear the review the Nafish or the Bashir the Rabban Nafish. Which is bigger, a person riding or an animal with bundles? Pshita the Shear the Rabban Nafish. It must be the Rabban Shear is bigger. These talk about the Shear the Review the Nafish, because if Rabbi Huda Shear is bigger, Rabbanon Bashir the Rabbi Huda Hechiavdi. So what did the Rabban say about Rabbi Huda? Right? If how do you get your camel through? So Elamai, Shir the Rabbanan Nafish, Rabbi Yehuda, Shir the Rabbanan Mayavid. You have the same kasha in both directions, right? What is one sheet to do with the other one? No, Efshar the Gachin v'Chol of Tute. By a person is not a problem, because a person can bend down. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say. No, a person can bend down. By an animal with bundles, there's nothing the animal can do. So therefore, you have to take his shear into account. Reb Shimon Omer Kol Ila Kanegad Mishkol Zebnei Atuma Tana Zebnei Oel Atuma. You worry about an Oel Atuma. A coin is going to go under the tree, and there's going to be Tuma under the tree. Pshita Zebnei Atuma Tzan. What's the chiddush? Of course, don't mean Oel Atuma. What else are we talking about? No, Imi Masis. If you only had the Mishnah, Hava Mina Dilma Maisi Orev Tuma V'Shadi Hasam V'Sagi B'Dechulu Leba Alma. With the Mishnah, you might have thought we're not worried about Ohel. We're worried about a bird bringing a kezias of mace and lodging it into the tree itself, and we're going to be worried about somebody touching it. Somebody touching it up there. That's what we'd be worried. And therefore, as long as you would thin out the branches, that would be enough. So nothing could get lodged in between. Kamash Malan, we're not worried about it getting lodged in the tree, but it being under the tree and a person passing by under the tree becoming Tameh. Hadron Loyachbar, Bed Hashem, so tentatively tomorrow at 7, if something changes that I'm able to do it tonight, there's a request to do it tonight, so then I will we'll send out an email or call people about tonight. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, Tachanas Torah today. Starting 4 o'clock upstairs, and 5 o'clock we'll start the procession going out.